Today we're talking about Vivica Fox's black magic. Jocelyn Hernandez shows up at Stevie's house. Matt Jordan is throwing shade at Kenya? And Miss Quad's joining us. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Wait, how's the dance going?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I feel like Rachel.
I just know it's this
Rachel,
part.
Because it's not hitting on the right note. Hold on.
Hey, this is my part. Hey, come on. It's up to you. What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jannity. Unfortunately, Ashley is not here in studio. We're sending her all of our love, though. She'll be back with us on Sunday. I'm joined in studio by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What up, y'all?
Hey, and you know we had to start with the Quad City DJs because we're going to have Miss Quad on today from Married to Medicine. She's going to join us on the line, but we got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Before we get her on the line, we just need to start with this. Shout out to Remy Ma. Grammy nominated.
Woo!
All the way up. Talk about a comeback. You done stabbed a bitch.
Yes. You went to jail for 6 years.
Came out. Got you a great loving man.
Papoose.
Premiered the Black Love on the Hip Hop Award, BET Hip Hop Awards.
Hallelujah.
Then we saw the love grow on Love and Hip Hop.
It expanded, y'all.
And girl, now you Grammy nominated. We ain't gonna call to come back because she ain't never went nowhere.
She ain't never been nowhere. We've been waiting for her.
All right, you know, people are kind of sitting here thinking, well, hey, how'd Nicki get snubbed?
Wait, has Nicki been winning all the Grammys?
No.
Because I know she's been winning
Grammys.
MTV Awards,
no,
but she
Grammy.
Never got Grammys, right?
I feel like Nicki Minaj deserves a Grammy.
Do they have a separate female category for rap?
Anyways, also another congratulatory to Miss Mariah Carey. She has Mariah's World. It premiered this week.
Hold on, we gotta pose.
No, you gotta do this.
Because you don't sit when you are Mariah Carey. Hold on. Oh yeah, hold up. I can't get my leg up. They're too long.
So I'm gonna go to this camera right here. So we wanna say shout out to Mariah Carey. The show was fabulous.
Yes,
The shade in which you showcased your new boo thing.
Your boo thing, honey.
Appreciate it. Courtney, what did you think?
I thought she looked fabulous, darling. There just wasn't enough champagne, but I think she was trying to keep it clean. But the way you lounge, girl, you hold that stomach in every time. You look snatched.
Yeah, because I'm
every time.
I'm starting to get like,
I was about to say, my hips starting to hurt. All right,
we're gonna get Quad on the line to talk with
Married
us.
Married to Medicine.
I'm really excited because so here's the thing. I originally met Quad at a Hollywood ex's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, "Hi, my name's Quad," and it was an email because we had booked her for the show, and I was like,
"Quad, why do I know that
do
name?
You do you from Married Medicine Girls?"
Yes.
Like, yes. And she was everything, and she was so cute, and so she wanted to come in studio today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to her on the phone, figure out why she ain't here
in the studio. Because our couch is empty.
Miss Quad.
Jesse, what's up?
What's up, boo? The hell?
Honey,
why are you not here, girl?
What are the people doing?
What are the people doing? Why are you not here, girl?
Where are you at?
She in West Hollywood.
Well,
she was turned up.
The people told me that I was... Listen, it was like an hour and 15 minutes from my hotel.
Ooh.
So they're like, my PR just said, just stay there. We can do a phone call. And I'm like, no, I want to be there with them. You know, and I'm like, it's been a couple of weeks since Jesse and I have hung out. So, but unfortunately, she said, you know, it would be best if I just did the call. But I'm happy that we can talk.
Yes, we got a lot to talk about, girl, because, you know, I already warned you about the show. You know what I mean?
Honey, y'all so messy. Listen, y'all so messy. Knee high in messy boots, honey. Knee high in messy boots.
I don't know who you're talking about, girl. All right. So you're here in LA. What got you out here in LA? What you doing? What you working on? Who you seeing?
Oh my
seeing?
God. LA, you know what? LA is such a happy place for me. I truly adore LA. While I do love Atlanta, LA is just everything to me. It's just a different energy. The people are different. You know, I had a couple of meetings with my agent out here over at CAA, and this morning I did the reel, so that was phenomenal, and, you know, just really, really doing a lot of press right now.
Well, congratulations on a season 4. I mean, this is just the fact that, you know, shows now with this age can, this in 2016, can carry on to be getting this many seasons. Like, congratulations, girl.
Yeah, because you see them come and you see them go, right?
Real quick.
Yes, real quick. But you guys are hanging on in there strong. So we got a few questions about the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just a couple. Number one, are you and Mariah, like, worked out now? Because your face in one of the recent episodes when they tricked you, or you thought they were going to bring Mariah on the road trip to help out find Simone's daddy, your face said it all. Did y'all make up yet? Are we going to see some more drama from y'all?
I just don't like surprises. I'm not real big on surprises. You know, I'm a person of stability. I like to know what's going on. I like to kind of forecast. But so when they pulled that on me, I didn't even realize it was April Fool's. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all like shit. So I didn't even realize it. But, you know, for Simone and for the love that I have for Simone, I was, you know, ready and prepared to just suck it up. And, you know, it was just going to be an interesting ride.
All right. Now, are we going to get to see some more of this Puppy Couture that you had been working on previously?
Oh, my God. Puppy Couture is up and ready to go. At any given moment, you can just easily type in on your computers, your smartphones, your laptop, your desktop, your tablets, www.pictureperfectpup.com. We ship daily and globally.
All right, because we are some dog lovers in this building, and she's got some great stuff.
Oh, it's for puppies?
Yes, okay. It's for the puppy dogs.
I'm going to have to check it out and get something for Rex. all right.
Rex will be in full effect.
Girl.
I'm telling you, if he's wearing Picture Perfect Pup. I mean, listen, I know that it's a doggy line. I think a lot of people initially did not understand exactly my vision for that, which is completely understandable. It was my vision and not theirs. But I did not keep the brand just because it was for dogs. In fact, it was my motivation to make sure that I sourced the best quality, the most exquisite and best fabric and the high quality fabric. And I actually did it right here in California. I was all up and through Ace and Maple and I mean, sorted notions and zippers and fabrics and lace and all types of trims. And, you know, it was, it was hard. You know, I would say that it was a very challenging, project, but it's very rewarding because just to see what I brought to the forefront out of an idea and then made it into a concept, and so now we have tangible items that people love, and we are doing very well as a company. So I want to say thanks to everyone who's ordered from Picture Perfect Pup. If you haven't ordered from it, be sure to shop today, shop now, do it now.
I'm writing it down.
I'm writing it down. I got one quick question about the Picture Perfect Pet, because I have a really small
Perfect
pup. Picture Perfect Pup. I have a really, really small dog. She's only 3 pounds, and I'm having a hard time finding stuff that fits her. Will your line fit her?
Well, you're having a hard time because you're not shopping in the right place. You need to shop at Picture Perfect Pup.
That's all right. So Picture Perfect Pup will fit her.
So your line will fit her. No, you know, one of my little girls, Kari. Kari is 3 pounds and Chloe is 5 pounds.
Stop.
So
okay.
We definitely have something that will take care of your baby. No worries.
You know what I love about it, though, Quad, is that it's different. Like, you see, when like a lot of people, they go on reality TV and then it's like, okay, well, they have like a legging line, or it's like, then they have like a lip gloss line.
They have the wine line. They have the lip gloss. They have the wine. They have the books. Yeah, while all of those things are not bad ventures to go into, you know, especially if you're someone who can captivate an audience and people really want to see what you're doing and be a part of what you're doing and hear what you're saying in terms of books, I think that for me, I'm always cutting edge. You know, I'm not trying to be like everybody else. I'm okay with standing alone. I'm a very unique individual. And that's one of the reasons why I don't believe in being that quintessential doctor's wife, you know, and utilizing that as my rites of passage or my badge of honor, you know. Mm-hmm. I was quad before I met my husband. And the same way, he was Dr. G before he met me. So it's just like two great and perfect people coming together to create something even more amazing. But you know, stand alone, we're everything.
And you know what I love about you saying that? And I just had read a quote from Simone. She had said it too. She said, you know, there's a lot of drama that comes out of the show. She said, but at the end of the day, I love that this show showcases so many black doctors and marriage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's so basic to think about it. It's like, well, yeah, it's called Married to Medicine. But when you really think about it, especially looking at what's going on in the world today, like, what a great representation to just have on television.
Thank you. Know?
And oh, I completely agree wholeheartedly. And it's so funny because that's one of the reasons why I cannot understand why people are not completely wrapping their minds around a woman being married to a successful man, but having all the tools that's necessary, and being a person who was once successful on her own without the man. I don't understand why they can't wrap their mind around that concept that, you know what, Clyde was successful before, you know, she even met her husband. She was in medical sales. She sold capital equipment. She, you know, was making six figures, and this was before, you know, she met her husband. So why at all of a sudden should that change? Why should that request be placed on me to say, okay, you know what? Well, I once was this ambitious woman. I once was this woman who completely knew who she was. I once was this woman who had goals, aspirations, and dreams. But you know what? Now I'm married to a doctor, and I just need to pack all of that up and ship it off to China.
That's
that
a, like,
doesn't
very,
happen. Yeah. That's not realistic.
And it's a very old school kind of way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live in...
Oh, absolutely.
A new age where it's like, you go get your money, I'm going to get my money, and we're going to have all the coin together.
And yes. We're going to have money. Exactly. It's almost like saying, okay, so let's just take, for instance, if a young lady meets a successful guy, you know, whatever, you know, job he has, whatever career, entrepreneur, CEO, executive, movie director, athlete, architect, whatever. If she meets him, and even if they're not married, but if they're just dating, and she has a baby quickly, then she's noted to be a gold digger. Off the rip, off the top. Oh, she was a gold digger, honey. She was just trying to get them taxes. What did Chris Brown say? Oh, she was coming for the taxes? Yeah, she wanted her check. You know, she needed to lock in her coins. Now she has the baby. But if a woman says, okay, yes, he's successful, he has a title, but I, too, am a person within my own right who's successful, and I have other goals and things that I want to achieve before I move forward in the next step of life and having a baby. And if she postpones it, you know, it's like, what's wrong with her?
Yep.
Ooh, she's selfish. She needs to hurry up and get that man a baby before somebody else come and take him and get him a baby. Oh, she just don't want to have a baby. She should have talked to her husband. I don't even think that she told her husband before she got married that she should that she didn't want any kids. I know she don't want any kids. How you know that, bitch? How you know that? I'm confused. How do you know that? Have I ever had a personal conversation with you? Yes, you, the little one that's behind the computer who's always trolling on the Instagram. Yes, have I ever had a personal conversation with you? Don't think so.
Never. Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing how that goes down. And then they would reduce it to something that's so small and minuscule as, oh, she just doesn't want to mess up her body.
But, Quad, how do you deal with that? Because obviously before this, and then to go on reality television, and I mean, like, so I talk to a lot of reality stars, and, you know, like, to go to, like, someone like Bad Girls, and I sit and I talk to them after they've been on a reality show, and how it affects them after, during. For you, obviously these are two totally different types of shows, but for you, I mean, hearing what you're saying to me, obviously that did affect you because you know, I mean, you know who you were before, you know who you are during, and you know who you're going to be after. So for you, when did that kind of emotion swirl inside of you? Is it within the first season, after the first season, or has it just been this kind of buildup of like, wait a minute, you know, I mean, I know I'm not a gold digger. I know why I'm here. I know what I was before that. When did that kind of start affecting you, and then how do you as a person bounce that, like, just carry on without letting it affect you?
Right, so it really doesn't affect me because, again, I don't live for people. I live for God, and I live for myself.
Yes,
and
Trinity.
I live for my family. So I'm not looking for the approval or the stamp from everybody else. You know, if you get caught in running that race, you'll always be on a hamster wheel. Mm. And I'm no hamster. So what a person says, everyone, I am very clear that everyone is entitled to their own opinion, you know, but in terms of really holding on and actually committing their opinions to my life, it doesn't apply. These people don't take care of me. They're not my healthcare provider. They're not someone who pays my bills. You know, they're not that everyday engine when I wake up that says that I'm a self-motivator. They don't motivate me. Right. So it's like, why would I give them so much of power and say so in my life? Honestly, half of these people can't even control their own damn lives.
Girl.
That's why they have to thrust themselves into someone else's life, because they're looking for escape from their personal life. So don't make me read the children down. I know people. I study people. I understand them. At the same token, I know when it comes down to having a child, the type of mom that I am going to commit myself to be is 100% devoted. I don't want any distractions. I want to completely, wholeheartedly focus on my child. Right now, that will probably be a bit challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying impossible, but a bit challenging, because I have so many things going on. Like, I literally just left New York, flew from New York to California, and then I'm headed to Chicago. So it's so much going on right now. I don't want to be a mother who is absent from her child's life. I'm not going to have that. That's just not good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Well, and so I feel like right now at this time, you know, maybe I need to take a step back and let's get some things nailed down, and then we'll work on having a child. And may I add, that's just me. But if we talk about my husband rounds at 3 hospitals. He's a medical director for one. And recently, we just opened up a new practice that you guys who watch us on television hadn't been privy to yet. So before you talk, you need to know exactly what's going on, or keep your mouth shut.
All right.
Button it, zip it, tape it. I don't care what you do, but keep your mouth quiet. It's a lot of other components that's going on before we take on something so serious. And having a child is a phenomenal. It's amazing, and I want to be able to savor every moment of it. Does that make sense?
No,
absolutely.
And I think it's very fair for you to say that. And I mean, but again, whoever coming for you for something like that.
Yeah, thank you for holding it down on TV, showing that I can do this, and I'm not taking no crap from nobody because of it. Because a lot of us get the pressure all the time.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm Greek.
You know,
my parents are like, Jesse,
you know, it's funny too. Let's just look at it. You know, objectively. So, have you guys noticed, no one ever says anything about the man.
Nope.
They never say, well, could it be that, you know, her husband, you know, can't have kids? Could it be that right now, you know, something is going on in terms of his career, that it might not be a good chance? And I think what happens when you break everything down, we're on television for 45 minutes a week. In that 45 minutes a week, we have 8 women or 6 women that are actually committed to the cast, and other women who kind of in and out or whatnot. But you essentially have 6 storylines and 6 women, 6 families that you're following. Now, granted, I might be in every scene, but you're still only getting what?
Party.
Maybe 40, 30 minutes of me?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that. So how is it that you can make such a solid assumption? How can you get a firm understanding of who I am?
Agreed. And so you also say, you said that this season we're going to see Quad all sides of her, though. You said this season, I mean, you made it seem like it's going to be a better edit. Like who you really are. Do you feel from what you've seen so far with what's come out that's true?
You know what? I think it's not all about the editing, because I always say, if you don't do it, they don't have it.
True.
And if you don't say it, they can't play it. So I always say that. I always live by that. And anybody looking to get into reality TV, please live by those words I just spoke. But I will say, it seems like in the years past, they would always want to get a reaction from me. It was almost like cast members and certain situations were, you know, presented themselves, and it was just like, we're waiting for that moment from Quad. And in the past, it's always been like one huge, great storyline, and everyone just kind of connected themselves onto it, and they hinged the whole season on that person's back. And that person was me. And I it just was heavy at times. It was emotionally draining, mentally taxing. another thing was mentally taxing is knowing, you know, when you have some sneaky parasite of cast members, there's been a few.
Like who?
Who's this?
Who would you, like, you know what I mean? Parasite, like, what would be a name, honey, that you would just throw out there? You know what I mean? If you was just a...
Well, I will tell you, if you're a fan of the show, then you already know what I'm saying.
I know, girl, but I'm just trying to get you to say
it. You know, maybe you need, if you guys need to go back and, you know, review some of the
other... Nah, girl, I just want you to throw out a name.
Are any of you guys actually, like, really close friends outside of the show? Are you specifically with anybody?
Yeah, oh, God, yes. Absolutely, okay, wholeheartedly. Before I answer that question, I really want to finish what I was saying. So... I was simply telling you the most exhausting and mentally draining thing for me in the past was knowing someone had wronged me and then me trying to put myself in their mind in terms of how they're going to try to strategically spin it to make it work for them and to try to dump on me and make me look bad. That's the worst part of it, because I don't play mind games. I don't have an agenda. If I like you, I like you. Now, going to... Are there real relationships in Married to Medicine? Absolutely. I have a true relationship with Dr. Jackie. I have a true relationship with Dr. Simone. Truly are really good people that I respect, and I adore our relationship and the friendship that we share. Growing friendships that I've come to, that have come to unfold or reveal itself this season, actually are between myself and Toya, and also Heavenly and I. So we have some solid relationships outside of the cameras and Married to Medicine. We do things one-off. We do dinners. We hang out for holidays with one another. We've traveled together. I mean, we've done amusement parks together. Like, we have something real. And I will always respect that sisterhood that we carry.
Quad, you said something about worrying about someone on the show, how they would spin it, right? So another thing I've heard within reality TV, more so like on Basketball Wives, like some of the girls, they'll be doing the show and they have friendships outside the show, so they'll stop filming and then they might meet someplace. And it's almost kind of like, because if they were to know that Quad right now is kind of getting a certain type of storyline, how do we sabotage that? Do you notice that kind of thing going on between the women? Or it kind of like splits off camera, the show?
Not so much with Married to Medicine in terms of storylines, because we don't sit down and map out, okay, what can we present this season? At least I don't.
Okay.
Everything that you've actually seen in terms of myself and my family and anything that I'm affiliated with has been 100% real, off the cuff, in the moment it's happening. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit different. I don't look to see what someone is doing. I don't look to the right of me or to the left of me. I'm a thoroughbred horse. I keep my eyes on the prize.
Yes.
I think if a lot of people adapt that same concept, then you wouldn't worry about someone else winning and you're pretty much losing because you're so focused on the winner.
Okay.
You know, so I don't have to say, okay, well, such and such has a great storyline. You know, what can I do to sabotage that? I would never want to sabotage anything that anyone has going on. My personality is to always be a help of or of an of assistance to someone who needs me. The only time when you see the bull go through the china shop or come through the china shop is when you try me. So I always tell people, if we're good, let's just keep it good, because I'm going to be great to you. I mean that. I'm going to be amazing to you.
I love you.
Love it.
Okay, and then just to kind of sidetrack it a little bit. So... You're in Atlanta, so there's a lot of reality shows going on in Atlanta. Do you ever watch any of the other shows and see some of the cast members and relate to them? Like how you said, you know, everyone kind of tagged on to my storyline, so then my thing became the thing. Do you notice that watching, or I don't know if you even watch any other reality shows, but, like, if you were to watch Real Housewives, like, maybe you can relate with someone off that, or you can kind of see how the show is going to go and... That just intrigues me to know, because you know the behind the scenes of reality TV. So for you to watch another reality show, do you put yourself in the mindsets of that, of like, well, damn?
Well, you know what? I don't watch very much reality TV, and as a reality star, that may sound horrible.
No,
but I mean, a lot of it is just I can't really connect to it. Like, I can't connect to the Bad Girls Club. I mean, those women are a lot younger than I am. They have a lot of room to grow, you know. And you know, I'm sure as they become older, they'll become more cognitive about the things that they do or say and how they handle themselves as women. There's other shows that are out of Atlanta that I just can't relate to because we're just in different worlds, you know. One thing that I do like about Married to Medicine is that we're all educated. We're all educated women, and you know, the show is just a show of substance. It really is. It's just not all cattiness, as we've seen on some of the other reality shows across the board, not just in Atlanta, but across the board.
Yep.
Now, I am a fan of Housewives. I've watched Housewives. In fact, a lot of those girls are, you know, good friends of mine, and we spend time together, and we, you know, we help each other in challenging times, and we really enjoy each other.
Who's one of your closest friends off of Housewives?
Closest, I would have to probably say Phaedra.
God, I would live.
Yeah.
I would live for that dinner conversation with the two of you. I would get my entire motherfucking life. Okay, so Quad, what I need right now is I need you to transform yourself into Miss Brown Sugar because I heard that's your alter ego.
Oh, honey, did you see Brown Sugar, honey, enjoy your party?
You know what I'm saying?
Brown Sugar shut it down, honey. She had on an emerald beaded gown with a nice fox fur to tailor her neck. Did you see that?
Honey, yes. Did I? Well, the reason I want to ask you that is because it really brought me to one of the stories that we have here today. I don't know if you heard about this, but it kind of reminded me of the whole pimp daddy thing. But did you hear Vivica Fox has a new reality show called Black Magic coming out? Have you heard about this?
No, I actually haven't. Well, so tell me a little bit about Black Magic.
So
black girl magic? Is it women coming together?
Oh, honey, wait till you hear this.
Ain't no girls.
It's like Magic Mike, but everything you could have possibly wanted more. So basically, it's going to be Vivica Fox, and she's going to audition hundreds of men. Some white chocolate, some dark chocolate, some mocha, all different shades of colors. And she's going to choose 8 men out of this, and the idea is taking these 8 men and doing a review show, a diverse review show in Vegas. And it'll be 8 episodes, 1-hour episodes. It will premiere in January on Lifetime. Thoughts?
I'm not mad at it. I'm really not. I mean, listen, the men got to get theirs too, and the women, you know, want to see what's good. You know, people like to unwrap that wrapper and see what's happening under it.
I don't think
really she's doing anything bad. I think that she's on to something good, actually.
I mean, I'll be watching.
I will definitely be watching. And she did a little test in L.A. a few months ago that I got to go and see with Tiana.
Another Black Hollywood Live.
Yes, and it was fantastic. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
Okay.
Well, yes for Vivica.
Yes, Vivica. Okay, well, maybe not yes for this next one, because Miss Kenya Moore seems to have found herself into some trouble, girl. Her ex-boo, Matt Jordan, put her on blast the other day talking about, girl, stop lying. You had this whole abusive boyfriend thing storyline that I was against from the beginning. And you planned a fake birthday. He said that she booked him a flight to make it look like he didn't show up. And he said, you had a brother that loved you. You're 45, miserable, and single. And then he posted this picture of, like, Kenya with like Jay-Z, Kenya with Shamar Moore.
Yeah.
And he said, if you think you're gonna get these.
Yeah, it wasn't just a picture, it was a collage.
Like, you made a collage, Matt Jordan. Oh, Matt really got hurt, y'all. He's sitting at home like, you really sat there and Pinterested this. I can't. And he came out to basically said the only way you would be able to contact these people, because there was a rumor that he got jealous of a picture of her with Jay-Z.
Yes.
Which, that seems kind of crazy.
Yeah,
because
That seems way, way too far-fetched for him to get jealous of a picture from 1992 or 1989. Like, come on, really? I don't really believe that it was about him getting jealous about a picture that was that old. And we all know that Beyonce and Jay-Z are, you know, married and committed to one another. They have a beautiful daughter. So I think that was just something somebody threw in the sauce. I'm not going to put it on Kenya because I don't know. But I will say this in regards to Matt. And this. If Matt did not want to go along with the storyline that he was an abusive person, which I don't know who the hell would sign up for that.
Yeah. Especially a beast. Like, really?
You know what I'm saying? To basically sign up to say, you know what? It's okay for you to present me to the world like I'm this no good, low down, woman hater, womanizer guy that beats women. Like, I don't even know in my mind who would sign up for that. So, my question to the people or to him would be, if indeed he signed up for it, how thirsty is he?
Thirsty, honey.
Somebody needs to go and drop him in the well.
It's a desert out there.
Honey, I'm like, how much pre-workout you drinking, boy? Because the fuck?
You understand what I'm saying? If that is indeed the case, now I don't know that to be true, you know, but I couldn't imagine him signing up and saying, okay, it's all right for you to drag me through the mud and rake me over the coals just for sake of being on television. If that's the case, I mean, we know Kenya has done some fake things before. Walter said that, you know, that was a fake relationship. So the fakery is definitely there. I mean, she's definitely capable. But what type of man is Matt to sign up for that?
I mean,
we always thought he was a little weird. And
he was a little, you know,
So, I mean, he can't really just go hard on Kenya. I mean, he really just can't because he actually was a part of that, and she had to get his consent in order to even move forward with it.
And I'm just so mad at the collage.
Yes.
Like, the collage was just really mad. Not a collage.
Come on. Men have to make sure they don't get too feminine in their approach to how they're handling things. And honestly, if the relationship doesn't work, it just doesn't work. You know, it would have been great. Like, he started off, basically taking a high road. Oh, okay, you know, Kenya, you know, I wish you well, you know, but the relationship is over. You know, that was fine. But it doesn't even matter what she puts out there. He doesn't have to respond to it. As a man, he really shouldn't respond to it. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know. Matt might need to go back to the drawing board and man up a little bit.
I love that message to men out there.
Man up.
All right. Speaking of other messy men situations, Stevie J has one going on right now because apparently Jocelyn and her gut full of Bonnie, because she's already named the child, the baby's name will be called
Bonnie. What's the baby's name?
Bonnie.
As in Bunny and Clyde?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, girl.
So apparently she popped up, and we did find out that this will well, I'm just sitting here like, how are they claiming that it is his baby? Because doesn't the baby have to be out in order for you to actually know?
No, they can do DNA tests now with the baby still in the womb.
No. You can do that now. You can do that now. You don't have to wait until the child is born. Not at all. No, they can take some amniotic fluid and then test it and then take the swallow from the father and they can work it out through you know, that way.
Go ahead, Mary, the medicine.
It can happen now.
You better be. Okay, so apparently it is his. The kid is his. They have said that this is confirmed. And so she popped up at his house the other day, 2 days ago, because she found out that there was another woman over there.
Oh,
she started beating him. Oh. Apparently he has a injured eye. He started smacking his face while she's pregnant. And of course, what was there? Mm-hmm. Cameras were filming. He wants to raise charges now because he wants her to see an anger management specialist, and he wants to raise these charges so that she has to follow through with it. And you know what? I'm not mad at him because at this point, the fact that there are cameras taping this and everyone, and you know what? I know you said what you got to give them in order for them to tape, but at the end of the day, I don't believe half of these situations, when we're talking about love and hip-hop, I don't believe half of these situations would ever have come into existence if it wasn't for this television show and the producing of it. And I just feel like at this point,
we do know and understand that show is quite produced.
Yes.
There's a
child inside that woman, and that scares me, the fact that we're using this as a storyline instead of actually saying, you know what? this may not be the best behavior, and we should probably, you know, recommend, because by saying no, we're going to film you, you're saying nothing's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with you. Go to Stevie's house and yell.
Somebody need to turn them cameras off and carry her away.
I don't know.
You know what? You have to almost to ask, what's the integrity of the producer?
Exactly.
Like, girl, when you see Mona, I've been emailing this woman to try and sit talk
Mona.
To her. I have been wanting to, I would live for the day, because Mona don't post nothing but love and hip hop on her page unless it's the game where she makes coin from it. Oops. Sorry.
There you go.
Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah, but honestly, I get, like, you know, wanting to have a great show. You know, you want to get the advertising dollars to buy those commercial slots so, you know, you can make more money. Like, I understand the lay of the land. But at some point, just being a human, and especially a woman, you have to stop and say, this is not suitable. She's a woman with child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, the producers have to understand it's more than just about a dollar. Not only that, these are not like robots. You're actually dealing with real people in real life situations. Like, I don't understand. Like, at some point, you got to have some form of a boundary. Like, you go for whatever.
Yeah, and especially like seeing the same person for 6 years now. Like, okay, if you want to squeeze your coin and play devil's advocate, do it the first 2 seasons. But then it's like, okay, at some point, don't you want to rehabilitate? Like, don't you genuinely want to be like, I want our characters on the show to actually
be better?
Versus this cycle. But anyways, I can't.
Or not even that. On this show, I actually have a great built-in fan base. And, you know, we've started one way, but now I would like for the fans to grow with us and grow with the talents of the show. To be more productive, to be more of a person of respect and honor.
Sometimes
you start one way. Okay, let's just take Jay-Z, since we started with him early on in our conversation. You know, Jay started out, you know, in Marcy Project, you know, hustling and, you know, grinding and handling his business on the street. But then, and putting out, you know, that more of that hustler, grimy type music. But as we see, over the years, he's grown, he's matriculated, he's come into his manhood, he's now a multi millionaire and a tremendous businessman, and even a father. So what happened, he grew his fans, we took his fans with him, and they grew with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Jay-Z put out some ignorant mess that he put out back in 80 or late 80s, early 90s or whatever, I'll be like,
it would definitely affect his brand.
Yeah.
So do you think that, so now we see that kind of with Basketball Wives. So Basketball Wives has gotten rid of all the girls and they're bringing all the OGs
back.
So they basically want to kind of rebuild the platform of kind of like, you know what, we want positive role models. We don't want the cattiness and the fighting. What do you guys think about that? What's your take on that?
I think it's a great idea, actually. I think it's a great idea if they're going to stay true to what they're currently saying they want to do. Because if you want to change the energy or the outlook of the show, then don't allow the new people you're bringing on, or in this case, it will be your new old people, bringing them back on, for them to have the same attitudes and behavior that the people just had that you fired. So if they're going to really stay true to saying, hey, listen, we want to put something, you know, different out there. We want to show you the other side of who we are. We don't want to be looked at like wild, ratchet women who just, you know, turn up for no reason. We want to show you that it's more to us than just that. Listen, everybody has a point where they can, you know, that they can like a breaking point. Everyone. But for that to only be everything that you're based on, everything that your whole existence is based on your breaking point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then that's not a good idea. I think it's a great idea if they can bring, like, I know Evelyn spent some time over on OWN, and you know she's grown a great deal. So I would be very excited if they held true to what they say they want the show to be and got the bad blood out and usher in the new. Old originals to doing something new. I think that'll be great.
Yeah. Basketball-wise would be a fascinating experience, experiment, actually, to see if they can really shift how they, the narrative of that show, into something more positive and still maintain an audience. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be really interested to see how they work that out.
I will, too. So, Kwai, we got to wrap up. So, really quickly, we do this game called Reality Check or Reality X. So, I'm going to go through these stories really quickly, and we're all going to go around and say if we reality check it or if we reality X it. Okay. So, first one is Michelle Obama's final interview with Oprah. Are we reality checking or reality Xing?
Checking. We're here for that. We love that.
Amen.
I'm here for
I can't wait
to hear
the
that conversation.
O's. I can't wait.
Lee Daniels' new show is coming out. It's called Star. And he said he cast the lead in Star as a white girl because he felt he needed to do that to help the country heal.
Thought. Yeah, I don't know how much healing that's going to do. Like, I don't, the healing factor, maybe not so much. But I'm here for Lee Daniels and him producing another phenomenal show. I think he has some heavy hitters in there. Lee Daniels, you need to call me because I got you. I'm going to let it, I'm gonna set it on fire. Just bring me the set. I'm here to check it.
Oh, my God. Quad and Cookie together would be everything.
Amazing.
Everything.
Yes, all right. Last but not least, the Kardashians are allegedly preventing Black China from trademarking their name.
Well, see, here's the funny thing about that. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I saw it on social media. But the funny thing is, if he marries her, then that's actually her last name.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe right now they have a, they can do a little something right now with them not being married. But as soon as they get married, rightfully, their last name will be hers. So I don't, maybe they got a couple of million they just want to waste and, you know, just try to appease themselves right now. Maybe it's just something, another way that we're talking about them, which we are. And, hey, it is what it is. But I think I wouldn't spend my money that way.
Yeah.
Knowing that my brother is going to marry this girl anyway, that's her name. That's almost like me not taking my husband's last name. I mean, Kim took Kanye's last name. Is that not right?
Right.
Exactly.
So she has, is it like a hyphenated last name? Is she a hyphenated, like me? I'm hyphenated, so.
I don't know
but
Angela's going to do.
Well,
she isn't.
She just wanted to do her Kardashian.
Is it Kim Kardashian West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hers is hyphenated.
Right. So my name is too. So what I'm saying is, girls, you might, you know, can do a little bit of that right now, but honestly, economically speaking, and I know they got coins today, I don't give a damn how much money I got. I'm not spending it wastefully.
Okay.
I'm not for because if Rod wanted to marry that girl tomorrow night and take her right down here to Vegas 3 hours away,
mm-hmm.
then guess what? Kardashian will be Black China's last name.
Boop.
Point blank. Period.
Yes, her child's last name will be Kardashian. End of story.
It's some hater. They've been haters on that.
Well, Quad, thank you.
I don't know about haters. I think they're just being petty Betty.
Well, petty, for sure.
I mean, it is a little petty. But also, at the same time, and we don't even know if this is all allegedly, but I mean, you know what I mean? You got a fire started from a spark, you know what I'm saying? All right, but Quad, we got to wrap up. They're kicking us out of here, but I want to thank you so much for calling in. I wish I could have seen your face, girl, because I know you was going to come in here looking all fabulous.
Oh, honey, she was done.
I know, I was ready for the hair. Man.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. The next time that I'm here, of course, I'm going to come and walk myself right into your studios. But guys, listen, follow me at Absolutely Quad if you're not already following me. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Absolutely Quad. And shop at Picture Perfect Pup if you are a pet parent. There we go.
Boom. And Married to Medicines comes on at what time? On Sundays?
Married to Medicine comes on Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So,
boom!
There you
Bravo,
go,
guys.
Yo, and what I really am gonna. You and we need to get you and Phaedra in here. I'm
together.
Like, this has to happen.
Oh, and Phaedra hasn't been here for years.
Honey, that is a shade fest, honey.
I know, because the last time Phaedra came in here, she came in here with Apollo, and you know that was
a long time ago.
Anyways, but it'll be way more funner. But I'll just thank you, Quad, and I will talk to you soon.
You're
girl.
Welcome, dear. You guys have a good night. Okay.
You
all right.
Too.
Bye. All right. We want to thank everyone out there for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Reality Check. Use that hashtag. You guys can also hit us up at BHL Online Twitter. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We air every Sunday, 4 p.m. We'll see you guys this Sunday. You can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Till Sunday. Peace.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.